Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 163.
Hello, everybody. This is Ray, Q-Bear Dad. Here at Bear Podcast.
And this is Nard here at Bear Podcast. We are here in Houston.
Well, I'm in Houston. You're up in BFE Houston.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's, it's, what do you call it? South Dallas?
South Dallas.
Is that how it is? Yeah, we're pretty far here. Yeah, so how have you been? I haven't heard from you since last week.
Since last week? Okay. Buying a house, packing, and moving is a bitch if nobody has enough. So, and I just want it all to be over with Friday. And I hope it is all over with Friday. Mm-hmm. Everybody keep fingers crossed that Friday I'll have signed that we will sign the papers, we'll have the keys, and we can start moving into our new house. So.
Wow.
But until then.
Yeah. Huh? Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Don't congratulate me. Just send me some Valium, nerve pills, whatever you got that will help calm my nerves right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a very busy weekend for you. It was busy for me too last weekend. We went to Rainbow Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More like Fur Fest.
Yeah, Asian we went style. To Fur Fest. Yeah, there's about I talked to Robert, the one who owns or manages the ranch. Here, it's in Grosbeck, Texas, and we got to I chatted with him for a while, and he said that there are about 150 people registered. Well, not really registered; they just came there. You know, he just invited people. Like he posted on the website saying, "Hey, this is Durs Fur Fest. Come to Grosbeck," and then 150 people would go. It's like an unrun, actually. It's like nobody registers. Cool. You should try it. Don't you want to go camping?
No. Is there a hotel somewhere that I can go?
Well, how about cabins? There are cabins there. Like it's like a hotel room, if you want.
Do I have to share the cabin with people?
No, it's like a room.
Oh, it's just okay. Well, then I might be able to do that.
Cause. Yeah, one of these days, maybe March or something, we're going to do something like that. Yeah. So you and John can. And there's Wi-Fi, so if you want to go on internet. It's not really
what, so we yet, so we know? Can play with our Wii?
Yes. Oh, you know, it's funny. We didn't get to play with our Wii. I brought my Wii, and then we have four controllers.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of Wii playing going on.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe some WoW playing.
No. People were just busy. We were having fun there. We just didn't do much. We played Mahjong, some Yahtzee, you know, just to kill time. We didn't do anything strenuous like, or, you know, volleyball or I think Johnny plays volleyball.
No, not Johnny.
No, he doesn't play volleyball anymore? He didn't say, oh, he said he didn't?
No, I'm just kidding. That's all he ever does is play volleyball.
I know.
WoW.
Yeah, WoW or volleyball. So, Johnny, yeah, if you're listening to this, yeah, quit the WoW. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, there's a lot of WoW players there, World of Warcraft and geeky stuff. So, yeah, evening, Saturday night, at Rainbow Ranch, we had... What did we have? We also had, there was a show called, what do you call this? It's a revival thing. It's a gospel revival that they did. It's pretty funny. It's like Tuna Christmas, but, you know, two guys making, you know, just...
In drag,
yeah, the usual.
There's always two funny. Guys in drag.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. That's what we did. It's the first time I ever pitched a tent. Ever.
Oh, please. Well, I'm sure you've pitched a bunch of tents in your lifetime.
No, not that kind of tent. No. No, it's, you know, I got this $20 tent and, you know, put it up. It's pretty easy. Well, yeah, but I like the other kind of tent. Yeah, I know what you mean. So, this coming weekend, we're going to have Texas Renaissance Festival, right?
I guess so. Nobody signed up online, so.
Nobody signed up? Is
nobody signed. Well, actually, I'm getting ready to pull it because at this point, I don't think we're gonna get 25 people, and it's not worth for us kind of really be hailing the money and just buy when you can go up there and buy your tickets or buy them at the at Randall's or something at this point. So, so we'll see. I mean, we got one day left, and then I because I think it cuts off. Okay. What's the date? Tomorrow. Yeah, I think tomorrow's the last day, so nobody signed up yet. So,
yeah.
And at this point, with everything going on with the house and changing, I might not even be able to go. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. It'd be awesome that if we get a group to Texas.
I know some people said they're going up there that day, but nobody's officially committed and say, "Hey, let's all show up." Yeah,
so. You're going there, right? You guys are going, right?
I don't know. The way it's going, it doesn't look like it. So we'll have to play it right here. So
you guys gotta go. We have to. Record for
John's got to work. I mean, John is so strapped now, which is the reason I haven't got the Halloween video done.
Oh, that's right. Episode 162 is actually a video. Oh, guys, we should apologize to the audience, to the listeners. Sorry, the audio is really crappy. Yeah, did you listen to it? It's
not crappy. It's just that microphone's so sensitive. It picked up the refrigerator running, humming in the background. It picked up the ceiling fan. It picked up every ambient noise in the room. So, we're going to try to do more video podcasts as time rolls on. And that was our first shot at it. So, I mean, we got a lot of work to do. But
we have lots of work to do. That's right. Well, let me see. Okay, we're going to our segment that we did. It's actually an interview with Elijah Black.
Ooh, Elijah Black.
Elijah Black. He was here in Houston for Bears on the Run. Actually, I called him up when they're on the road. They're on
the road again?
Yeah. It's
in the van.
In the van, they were in the van, and probably you'll get to hear in the background, Shannon and Kendall and everybody else. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Okay, so yeah, listen up. You can listen to Elijah Black.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hello,
Elijah.
Hi.
Hey, Elijah, this is Nard. How are you?
Hi, Maynard.
Hey. I'm just calling you now. You're in the show now.
Okay. We're on the road. Do you care if I talk to you while we're driving?
Yeah, that's fine. You're coming in clear. Am I coming in clear on your side?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what are you guys doing now? Did you guys just eat?
No, we stopped and we got some gas and... We've been trying to make up time because it was a long trip from Wichita.
Yeah.
So we've just been kind of eating it like, we stop, get gas, and run in and try to grab something to eat. Mm-hmm. We did eat once today. We stopped at Denny's and ate probably about, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. But we're just driving back into Nashville. We're probably about, 70 miles so or out of Nashville.
Uh-huh. So I heard the Chicago show was great, too.
The Chicago room was great. It was standing room only.
Wow.
yeah. And we were really, really happy. Everybody played really tight sets that night. Shannon actually started doing his sing-along, getting... the end of his song, Find a Way. You know that song? Find a Way to Make You Happy. He started that night getting the crowd involved, and it was just a great night. Everybody played really tight sets that night. So, yeah, Chicago was absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. That's great to hear. I mean, I'm getting some feedback from Babalu, and, he would post some stuff. I heard from a friend of mine, Mark, who went to Tulsa. You played in Tulsa, right?
Yeah, we were in Tulsa. Oh, Mark.
From Homopod. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark, Homopod, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we saw him. We saw him in Tulsa. Awesome. Tulsa was a very cool show. It was kind of a different show. It was, I'd say, more of a rock kind of leather crowd.
Rock leather crowd. Okay.
I don't know how to exactly, but they were really into rock that night. And it was a fun show. We actually had a really good time that night, too.
Are you guys glad that it's over, or you want to do it all over again? What?
Well, I think maybe everyone's ready to go home and regroup.
Yes.
You know what I mean? A lot of these guys have never been on a tour before, so...
Oh, you've been into a lot of tours already, right? You have.
I have. I've been fortunate. But, you know, some of the guys had not been on tour before, so it takes a little while to learn. You know, you learn how to pace yourself. And, you know, we've all lost weight on this tour. I know I've lost probably about 12 pounds, Shannon probably about the same. you know, just because, you know, we're used to eating or whatever whenever we want. And, you know, now it's like, you know, we've got to make up time, so we're going to make it up here and we'll eat later. That's what we kept saying early on, so...
No drive-through still, huh? No drive-through.
Hmm. What's that?
No drive-through. You don't want to do drive-through and just eat.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We did a lot of drive-throughs. It was nice. We actually got invited to a friend's house, Wolf Baron, St. Louis. Wolf Baron Matt,
mm-hmm.
a Wolfer. When we were
Wolfer,
in St. Louis, yeah, Wolfer. He made us. Him and Matt made us a fantastic meal, and we just commented on how wild it was that we weren't in a moving vehicle eating. We were all like at a dining room table, and we all had real silverware. And
for a change, huh?
Yeah, we weren't picking food out of a bag, trying to eat it.
Awesome! So, wow.
Yeah, it was nice. We've had a great tour, but yeah, this is something we want to do again, and we want to do it soon. We're looking to do it again. I think March, April. We actually have been planning. A spring tour. I don't know if we're ready to let anything out of the bag yet, but Shannon will let you know about that. But we've been doing planning on a March April tour again because everybody loved it. Last night was hard because it was the last show, and a lot of things had come together on this tour. I know my set got tighter.
Uh-huh.
Shannon said got tighter. Kendall, he kind of narrowed down his act to what things were working. Babalu killed the whole tour. So,
oh, right.
And, you know, Dad, Matthew Temple, he tried different selections and stuff through the tour, too. So we're kind of sorry to see it end. You know, it's like I just feel like I was really getting command of... you know, even myself, I felt like I was just getting command of my set and what I wanted to relay to people.
Yeah. You're used to having a band before, right? I mean, you always have a band, right?
I still do.
You still do?
I still have a band.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still have a full band. But, you know, obviously you can't afford to bring your whole band on tour with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Just get a guitar and drive. Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, this was it's very fulfilling. You know, sometimes I miss the power and energy of that band. And, you know, you just transcribe it into something different to relate through your music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's, you know, making your music more dynamic. I know that Shannon and I learned that a lot from Dad. We call Matthew Dad.
Yeah.
it's not because he's the oldest, it's because he's the sexiest.
Oh, okay. That kind of dad.
we've learned a lot through him. And, you know, with the power of a rock band, you can build up your music, you know, you can build up a song dynamically. You know, the drums don't come until here or... You know, whatever. Start off with a tambourine, and then you get to a full beat, and then you add a second guitar, and then whatever. And with this, it's just you and your guitar. So
yeah, it's easier.
You learn to play. You learn to play a little differently. You learn to sing things a little differently, so that your songs are dynamic. And you know, we learned a lot from each other on this tour. So
mm-hmm.
it was
awesome.
Nice.
So how many albums have you had before? I mean, your work. You have one now that you've been. Promoting too, but how many albums have you had now?
I've got six out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've got six out under, well, my old band Peace Tree. I have a lot of music out from that band. I was on a motorcycle stunt video, all five of them that were heavy hitters. So my music from that band, and we were pretty much a metal band.
I see.
Okay. Hard rock to metal.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And, I've got six albums out with them, and we were very lucky. That's the band that I ended up doing most of the touring with.
I see.
You know.
And now it's kind of different now because, you know, you're doing pretty much a solo act with the Bears on the Run. Gosh, it's really great to see you guys here in Houston. If only I had took the week off or something, or I'd like to tour with you guys or something.
I gotta tell you, the footage that you sent in on YouTube is fantastic. We I know that we would like to use, you know, with your permission, of course, we'd like to use some of that in a documentary. You know, we filmed all of this tour. And your footage is fantastic. So we appreciate it. We had a lot of support, you know, from bears like you, Maynard. I mean, I finally got to meet you in Houston, and it was nice going out to, you know, out to dinner with you afterwards. And I'd have loved to have thrown you in this van with us. You have a well, I think you had a way of really capturing what we were trying to do. I liked the interview you did with Matthew and the back of the trailer as we're loading and unloading equipment.
You know, I mean, I wanted it to be real.
Because you know what you did? You really captured the essence of what we did. I mean, it was five guys out on tour. We unloaded our own gear. We took, you know, our own money at the door. If we got to a town early enough for a show, we hit the streets and passed out flyers. And, you know, we did it all. We ran each other's sounds. You know, we did everything.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
It was nice.
You know, those videos, those are all yours. I'll burn. It could. I think it's about four DVDs.
Get them to me because I know I'm going to go up. Kendall doesn't live far from me, and Kendall has kind of taken on himself to edit and go through. How many hours of footage do you think we have?
About 2 hours. 2 hours.
That's what you have.
Yeah.
I think Kendall's got probably
about
55 to 60 hours of raw footage that we have.
Oh my god!
And I plan on going up. Kendall's only about 3 hours for me, so we're going to go up and kind of go through the video and sort through it. And just see what we've got. But if we could use your raw footage, Maynard, that would just be one more reason to love you.
That is awesome that you guys. I'm excited to see that you guys are gonna get that out. So
yeah, we're gonna get that out. Yeah. That's something Kendall wants to start right away. So we were talking about his job. He's gonna have a window opening up in the next couple weeks where he's gonna have some downtime where he's gonna be able to. You know, you know what it's like, sit down and going through that many hours of footage.
Definitely.
But there's only one way to do it. You know, it's real time. You sit there and you look at it. You know, you go through it. So I volunteered to go up there and do that with him, too.
That's awesome.
And I know Shannon and Babalu and, you know, probably Matthew, they'll start planning.
They're planning
on a March, April tour, which Shannon will, I don't think we're ready to let the cat out of the bag yet where it's going. I think Shannon will do that when he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been planning that in the van too.
Okay.
You know?
Wow, March. I'm looking forward to that. So right now, where are you guys now? What city are you guys on the road now?
Right now, I'm probably about 60 miles out of Nashville.
I see, okay. You know what, I feel bad that I didn't get a CD from you and Shannon. And, I just got too busy that night when you guys were in Houston.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. You're going to send me, if you can send me those DVDs, just put your return address on it.
All right, okay.
And I'm going to send you... I'll send you my CD, and I'll grab one of Shannon's too. I know that Shannon sold out of He sold out of one of his CDs on the road, which is fantastic. You know, I mean that's what we all set out to do.
Yeah.
We all sold a lot on the road.
Yeah, you need to
resupply. It's out there, you know, and that's the money we counted on to get to every city.
That's true.
You know, and a lot of tours, you know. We were lucky because we were able to hit all the cities we wanted to. The tour didn't have to get cut off early. I know some people sit out, they go on a tour, and next thing you know, it's over. But ours, it is over now, but it ended. We set out all the goals we wanted to do.
Yes, Jim.
Me, great people, show them that we're not just a big bunch of dumb, stupid bears. I mean, we are that also. Not that we don't have that side of us, but, we're legitimate musicians. I mean, I've gone on tour with a lot of bands, and these guys are as talented as anybody I've ever played with. And for a three-hour show, it flew by. I mean, I saw this show 13 or 14 times, and every night it just seemed fresh to me, you know?
Yeah. Different crowd, different reactions. And different...
Different reactions across the board. Every city we went in was different. I mean, every city's got its own little story, its own little flavor.
Mm-hmm. Anything crazy that happened on the road or while on stage or whatever, or anything bad? Like a microphone didn't work?
I think everything that happened on stage was crazy. Kendall's set is always crazy. But, it was really pretty smooth. Mm-hmm. These guys have been planning this for months and months and months, and Babalu is phenomenal at coordinating everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we knew exactly where we were going from venue to venue.
He's always on
top of
everything.
How to get everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's a comedian, but he's very well organized.
Yeah, so, like I said, he's always on top of everything.
I'm trying to think of any crazy stories. I don't know. There's a lot of van stories that I think have to stay in a van. But
oh, okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. We won't go
there. I know we have to know each other a lot better, too, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
some good, some bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one last thing. Any other future projects for Elijah Black or in your band? Or, I know you're going to do Bear Syndrome
next year. I'm going to get back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get back. There was a lot of music that I had written. My partner died last year, so mm-hmm. I had a... there was a time I didn't do much writing, and when I signed on for this tour... I kind of started writing again. I started getting encouraged. I spent some time with Shannon and Matthew and Kendall down at Sawmill in the early fall, and I came back with new motivation and ended up writing a couple songs that I need to go in and record. So first thing when I get back is I need to finish my acoustic album so that when I hit the road in March or April, I'm kind of selling the music that I'm playing.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. So, let me know if it's out. And
you will definitely know.
we can have this conversation.
You will definitely know. I had such a great time meeting you and sitting down, having dinner with you and everything. We would have loved to have taken you with us on the rest of the tour.
Oh, gosh.
I know Dad definitely would have.
Matthew.
we enjoyed it. And we got to meet great people like that in every city. We got great press. We were kind of overwhelmed. We didn't realize people were showing up at our shows. Mm-hmm. And next thing we know, we'd wake up the next day and we'd do a search on YouTube and find new videos that people have posted of us and reviews from the show. And it's nice. The bear community, and just I'd say the gay community overall was very supportive. We got a lot of good press. We would show up in towns, and the people at the hotel would be like, "Oh my God, there's an article about you guys in this paper." And we're like, "What?" "Oh yeah, can you sign this for me?" And, we're like, sure. we kind of felt like rock stars for a minute.
Yeah, I bet.
Even the folk star Matthew Temple turned into a rock star somewhere along this road.
Was he banging his head?
I can tell you this: every night we would go home. No matter what time it was, it could be 2:30, 3:00 in the morning. And dear old Dad would always be like, "Now tomorrow, we have to go home early. We can't stay out." Well, the first probably 2 weeks of the tour, dear old Dad wouldn't get us home sometimes till 4 in the morning. So we had a lot of fun like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that was just part of everything.
Well, yeah, so I'm looking forward to talking to you again. Yeah, I'll send you the DVDs. Thank you for all your music. and all your concerts and all your gigs that you've done here and different cities. That's awesome. You guys are really rock. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. We love it. And you know what? As long as people show up, we're going to play.
Yeah.
So, and we appreciate it. We appreciate guys like you going on and helping us promote this. We couldn't do it without you. I just want you to know that. Wow. And the whole community. So make sure you thank all your listeners and everybody on our behalf.
All right.
You know, that's what it's about.
Awesome.
That was Elijah Black, fresh from Bears on the Run. You can catch his music at www.elijahblack.com. So he was in the van with Babalu, Kendall, Shannon Grady, Matthew Temple, and Josh from Nashville. Josh played the electric violin with some of their songs. And I met Josh back at the Bearpalooza last September when I was in Nashville. So, yeah, it's a good group there. They're done with the tour. Time for them to rest. So big shout out to Nakia. He is he's a very, very much a big part of this tour also, and he only did the Texas shows. And hopefully we'll have Nakia again in a future episode of Bear Podcast. Okay, so to all you listeners who went to Bears on the Run, thank you, each and every one of you, and thank you for all the support. The guys really appreciate it, and watch out for next year's tour. Time for some bear events, guys. XXL Extreme in London, England, on November 30th. Open your soul. Find your sensuality. Open your mind. Find your seduction. Open your body. Find your sexuality. When you have found these, you are ready for the XXL Extreme sessions. God, that's so... Alright, that's pretty sexy there. We're converting the arches to a darkened candle-lit den of dirty-minded men and boys cruising, boozing, and getting up to the filthiest fetishes. Very kinky. Filthy custom-mixed visuals provides the visual stimulation to keep it going all night long. With the outdoor wet zone, more super sexed up visuals, extended cruise maze and play area, this night is taking it to the extreme. Ooh. Okay, very nice description there. Okay, so for more info, go to xxl-extreme.com. Another one from London, Band of Bears at the Bear Hug Christmas Party on December 2nd in London. See Band of Bears at our first performance in London. Band of Bears, is this like a Bear Force One type, but it's in London? Yes, because I know Bear Force One is based in the Netherlands, I think. And these guys are, I don't know, Band of Bears. So see Band of Bears at our first performance in London at Brompton's Club in Earl's Court on December 2nd. Join us with the men of Bear Hug at their Christmas party. And bear food is provided. What's bear food? Honey? 3 pounds for admission for non-members and 2 pounds for members. So for more info, go to this is a long website. web.mac.com/workshopbear/bandofbears/bandofbears.html. I'll put the link on the website. It's easier that way. Okay, so yeah, it's pretty interesting. Band of Bears. I gotta Google it. Any of you guys have any info about this this group? Let me know. I'll probably check it out later tonight. Okay, so let's go back to the show. All right, we're on again,
and we're back.
Yes, we're back. Okay, so what else do we have in this second part of the show?
Well, I think you sent me a couple YouTube videos to look at that
That's
were quite
right.
interesting.
Okay. Which one?
We got
infomercial or the other one?
We have the infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have... I'm trying to figure out... Azizi? Azizas?
Aziz.
Aziz. Yeah,
it's hard to say. It's Middle Eastern. Yeah,
so for all of our Bulgarian fans, I'm destroying the name. I know. Forgive me. I'm Southern. I'm white. I cannot help it.
Okay. And I'm Asian. So we cannot say it. Anyway, let's do the let's do the infomercial first.
The infomercial. That was funny. I thought that was kind of hilarious. All right.
We're going to go it's a pretty long video. Well, not really long. It's about 3 minutes or 4 minutes, but we're going to play a part of it. It's actually two cute guys. One is kind of clean-shaven, and they are doing this shtick on the they're trying to sell something, but it's a spoof. Right? It's
It's a spoof.
It's a comedy.
It's what happens when you have two guys that's had a little too much beer, a video camera.
Uh-huh, that's right. And the other guy is a big woofy bear, so let me play it. Okay, you should be able to hear this too, hold on.
Yeah.
Now, Special TV's consenting adults line is proud to discreetly offer to you the Macwell Chome sex tape.
What?
Let's take a look.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's a pretty hot bear. Okay, that's weird, though, right? Okay,
I don't think I've ever shut my wad and cried.
Yeah, me neither. No, I usually smile after.
I usually roll over and go to sleep. So.
You don't wipe? You wipe it in John. No, I'm kidding. You have to wipe. Or do you, what do you call that? You have Kleenex or a towel or something?
I have other ways to dispose of it.
Ah, okay. But anyway, this video, yeah, it's called Special TV Sells Out. It's, that, like I said, it's a spoof I don't know.
Are you going to post the link to it on the website?
Yes, we're going to put it in the show notes.
But check it out. It is very funny.
Because the guy is pretty cute himself. He's a cute bear. Look at that. He's just of course, he's just making fun of it. Look at him, he's slapping himself. Okay, this is the part where he goes to the bed. Hold on. You can hear this, right?
Yeah, I can hear it. I've seen it twice. So.
Yeah, he's crawling around the bed.
And he gets the phone call about the Kate Olsen twins movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello? What? No, no,
he's
no,
got
no.
His, he's got his ass up there, too. Back. It's pretty cute.
Yeah, well, I know, and you're all about that, ain't you, Maynard?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look at this.
Look, I checked 5 Olsen Sisters movies out last week, and I'm telling you, I brought them all back at the same time.
All right.
Find them.
I want to see his butt again. Okay, he's going to display his butt again. He's going to crawl around the bed, and then look at that. And it's, okay, that's disgusting. Okay. He's eating a chicken already in front of the screen, so.
No, he is sucking the meat off a chicken leg.
Yeah.
What he's doing.
Okay. Chicken. All right, that's enough.
Well, I said that. Chicken.
Chicken. Oh, gosh. Yeah, so, yeah, it's Special TV Sells Out. It's supposed to be part two. I don't know what part one is, but
yeah. This
is particular.
I looked for part one. I didn't see it, so.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll go on with the next video. Okay, did you guys know that there are no gays in Iran? Is it the president came over here in the U.S. in a school and university and said that?
Yes, he said that, and everybody laughed at him.
Yeah, everybody laughed. Anyway,
but he's nobody because the Ayatollah Khomeini still runs everything, and he's just the figurehead they put there because he has no true power. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we're now going to play, the video, we can't pronounce the title, Aziz Nokavzam Tistiga, that's,
yes.
I don't know if I said it right. Anyway, let's play a little bit of this audio. Hold on. Yeah, it's actually, I don't know how to describe this, this big butch daddy bear. Was,
well, he's this big transsexual bear.
Yeah.
Who has been on he's from Bulgaria.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And him and his partner were on Big Brother Bulgaria.
Oh, okay.
And his partner's pretty woofy himself. I think his partner is actually one of the guys in the video because there's like three real big, beefy, meaty guys. And I'm thinking from what I read here, his partner's in that video.
Oh, is it? Okay, I may be screwing myself here. This is not...
Ooh, sweet. Can I watch?
No, I think I screwed up. Is this... it's Bulgarian. It's not Middle...
No, he's Bulgarian.
He's Bulgarian, so he was not Middle Eastern.
No, he was on the Bulgarian Idol. He was second runner-up a couple years ago.
Here, okay.
Let me see. Yeah, Bulgaria's gay idol becomes a father. Him and his Bulgaria's famed Roma gay and pop folk star Aziz, who married his longtime lover at a mock ceremony last October, is celebrating the birth of his of a baby girl. The mother of the child is Aziz's friend Gala. The singer himself is the biological father of the baby, who will have his boyfriend for a second daddy.
So the transvestite is actually. He's the father, really.
He's the father, yeah.
Is it old style or artificial insemination? Did it say
artificial insemination?
Oh, okay.
He's 28, and he's already delivered a load of highly controversial videos and stage performances, and his whims can hardly shock anyone in Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm. So it's Bulgarian, and those guys around him who in the video are all Bulgarians, then I guess.
Yes, and all I got to say, I wish I was in the middle of that locker room.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. Oh my god. Okay, so I'll put the link on the website. We'll put.
Oh, listen to this. Here's some more information.
Oh, okay.
Aziz has also developed a liking for plastic surgery, and his penis enlargement and lip surgery received much attention by local media.
What?
So.
It's kind of. Okay. Okay, that's freaky now. So what's this guy's name, the one who's singing? You're talking about the boyfriend, right?
The one singing, his name is Aziz.
Okay, and his boyfriend is the one who wants to have surgery.
That's what I'm trying to find out. I think that was on the Wikipedia. Let's see.
Hmm.
All this is, y'all can go look him up on a Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He's there.
Oh, okay.
From his atypical gender expression, his flamboyant persona. Aziz appeared on VIP Brother 2, this Bulgaria's version of Big Brother, alongside Nikki, which is his partner now, and left the house voluntarily after 19 days.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So him and his partner are in the house together. They did their marriage in 2006, October 1st. Aziz has been elected the 21st greatest Bulgarian of all time.
Wow.
And is, in fact, the second ranking living person on that list after some football player.
Mm-hmm.
He had a political career in 2005 and ran for parliament.
He ran for parliament, okay.
He also performed along Marina Popova in the semifinal of Eurovision Song Contest, which I think is their version of like American Idol. I think he came in second.
Wow.
So, but he does a lot of stuff from this.
Bulgarian Idol.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a bunch of clips listed here for him of songs that he's done.
Mm.
And he's always in like tranny drag.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I was wondering. Yeah, I made a mistake because somebody said it's... I was looking at Bears Lycra Speedos. Yahoo group, and I found out about this, and they said it was Middle Eastern, and then I got the video, and my God, it's hot. So all along, and the music, I'm not sure. I'm really just, I'm just a mess. I didn't know that it was about Bulgarian. So yeah, I took it, and it's pretty interesting. So he's supposed to be running for parliament.
Well, he did. He tried back in 2005. So.
Okay, and now he's in drag singing.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the usual bear drag that...
He's bear transvestite.
Yeah, okay.
He is Bulgaria's famed Roma transvestite.
That is interesting.
So.
First time I've heard of that. I don't know anyone who's... it's the first time I've heard of a Bulgarian transvestite.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a bear.
Mm-hmm. And I'm reading Bear Castle blog. And he's talking about Bear the Week, Bulgarian wedding bells, and it's talking about him and his partner Nikki getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they have a baby. Well, I guess.
And they have a baby, yeah.
Good for them. Well, speaking of getting married, a friend of mine, David, and his partner Ray, I think. Yeah, yeah. They just got married last week or 2 weeks ago in Canada.
Ah.
Yeah. So I know two friends of mine who have been married in Canada. So. Yeah, congratulations, David, if you're listening.
Yeah, congratulations. I have a question, though.
Yeah?
If two gay guys go to Canada from the U.S., get married, come back to the U.S., and break up, do they have to get a divorce?
No.
Because I know a couple that did that.
Wait a second. That's a good question. Actually, he did tell me what happened. He said that they are locked together forever because... You can only divorce if you're Canadian. You can get married they can marry anyone. They can have people get married there, but if you leave but if you're not Canadian, you cannot get divorced. That's what he said. So he said, so we're locked together forever. That's what he said. Oh, really? Okay, because they're not Canadian citizens, so they cannot be divorced. So yeah.
And in the United States, they're not.
They're not. I mean, it's not even recognized here, right?
Yeah, it's not recognized here. So
yeah. Well, let me see. Unless you're in Massachusetts, I'm not sure.
Well, it's only recognized by the state. No other state has to recognize it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's a state by state as it gets approved, as it finally passes in state by state. You know,
mm-hmm.
Because right now, a man and a woman. Can get married in Texas, but if South Carolina doesn't recognize Texas marriages, then they're not married in the state of South Carolina, from what way I understand it.
Oh, that sucks.
So.
But yeah, so any of you guys considering to get married in Canada, there's no way to divorce. That's so. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's what my friend said when they got married last week, and they went to Vancouver. So. What is that? I get missing messages.
That's mm-hmm. me. I'm sending you these links to everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For Aziz, so maybe you can post like pictures and stuff on the website.
Okay. All right. So what else? I want to geek out on heroes, but we have one more topic about this Swedish study of HIV vaccine.
I have not seen anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The last couple of weeks, I've been living in a hole like an ostrich.
Oh, okay.
My head in the sand.
Mm-hmm. Well, just okay. Well, but this is just a short one. Okay. So, okay. Unique results from a Swedish study of HIV vaccine. That's the title, and it's coming from. Oh, where is it coming from? Karolinska Institute. I guess it's a Swedish site. Okay, a Swedish HIV vaccine study conducted by researchers at Karolinska Institutet, University Hospital, and the Swedish Institute for Infectious Disease Control has produced surprisingly good results. Over 90% of the subjects in the phase 1 trials developed an immune response to HIV. Well, if that's 90%, we're talking about 90% here. That's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you know, I have friends who are HIV positive, and I know I know particularly I'm very close to one, and one time he was blogging about it. He said that hearing these stories left and right. He kind of resolved that it's pretty much conceivable that in his lifetime there will be a cure for HIV/AIDS.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
Because people are still practicing unsafe sex.
Yeah, and actually, that's not only the case. I was talking to my friend Julio. He was in the show here many. Years ago. Not years ago, months ago. Well, last year, 2 years ago. Julio was saying that I was talking to him. It's not just HIV now.
It's syphilis
and what else?
Gonorrhea. And the strains are so strong now that you don't really know you got them anymore until it's too late.
Yeah, syphilis.
Until it's in stage 3. So, in fact, he was telling us at the HIV social that at one of the colleges here, they tested a small number in just one dorm,
Oh, yeah.
Like 18% of the people in the dorm got tested. 48 of the people that got tested come back positive for STDs. Mm-hmm. So that's just one dorm. And, you know, I know there are a couple of big towers over there, but that's still a lot of people. So go get tested. Mm-hmm. If you're having if you're having any kind of sex, because condoms don't protect you from STDs. So
yeah,
go get tested if you haven't been tested lately. If you're in Houston and you can't afford to go to your doctor or go to the clinic and get tested, for $12 you can become an associate member of HAB, and it's part of your membership package, free testing, HIV and STD testing. We will have somebody come to your home and do it for you.
Wow.
So
if anyone's local.
So if you're listening to the show local, so that's, you know, no, don't have a doctor. There's a Montrose Clinic that'll do it, but I think most of the clinics now they charge because they lost a lot of their funding.
Oh, that sucks.
I know Planned Parenthood lost some of their funding in counties because I was told yesterday by my friend that works there that they weren't finding enough people that were positive, so they lost some of their HIV funding for those counties.
Wow. So they're supposed to look for them? It's like a vicious cycle. It's like good or bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing that they're not finding too many people?
Well, it's either they're not finding enough people, or the people that need to be tested are not coming in to get tested, or they're not getting...
Maybe that's the case, yeah.
Or they're not getting to the right people. Mm-hmm. Is that because also a bunch of studies were released last week about teenage pregnancy, and Texas has this highest rate of teenage pregnancy, and that's a whole other show, so we won't even go into there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we came from Swedish study for HIV vaccine and then to STD testing.
It's all circular. It all goes together, man.
Yeah, they all go together. You just don't worry about HIV. You also worry about syphilis and gonorrhea.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, time to geek out. Want to geek out?
Sure, because I just got through watching Heroes for the show before we started taping. So.
Okay. Okay, guys, we might be spoiling some stuff, okay?
Spoiler alert.
So, oh, I don't know. What did you observe in the last movie, in the last episode?
Well, let's see. Adam, the guy that's trying to destroy the world now, according to the company, happens to be our favorite samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Who Hiro just thought he destroyed, and then all of a sudden, he's back.
Of course he can't destroy him. He can heal. I already knew. It's obvious. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I figured that. I was just like, okay, how is he going to show back up? And then, of course, here he is, thousands of years in the future, sitting there talking to my favorite Peter Petrelli, which was a very nice scrubbing scene, by the way.
Okay, let's concentrate on that. Yeah. He got some hot scrubbing scene. It's like, fantasy for you, huh?
Yeah. But I will say this. Anybody that's ever been exposed to anything and has to go through one of those things, because I have an aunt that used to work at the Savannah River plant, and there was a radiation exposure, and they had to do that decontamination scrub. They literally scrub the first layer of your skin off with a brush.
It's
horrible.
Painful.
It was very painful. So.
Oh, my God.
If it was, you know, if you really have to go through it, it's very painful. So, but it was very hot when they were doing it, Peter Petrelli. I'm sorry. So, and let's see, Claire and the little boyfriend. He's all wanting to if you don't want to take it to the next level, and she's thinking about, well, I need to tell you, my dad's the guy that kidnapped you. You know?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Guys have a one-track mind: sex, sex, sex,
sex, sex, sex.
Even people with special powers.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're human still. It's just that they have powers.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they're more evolved. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no copycat this time. There's no girl with the power to copy powers. You know, and not powers, but abilities or physical abilities like playing piano or wrestling. Excuse me. Or.
The new
Jackass. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about, I think, in the beginning that there's going to be a whole 5 or 6 series arc with Hiro, and then they were going to bring him back and start moving everything really forward, which of course they had to get Adam's character set up, which is what all this first 6 episodes was doing, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
which reminds me, you know that that the WGA protest, not protest, the strike.
Yeah, the writer's strike. The
writer's strike. How will that affect this? Well, it will affect
the It TV depends show. On how many shows they've got taped before they go on strike.
Yeah.
And it'll affect a lot of new shows, I think, that the original 13 episodes were done. Mm-hmm. That the studios, they gave a green light to so many episodes to film, which is usually half the season. Mm-hmm. And after they get the ratings in and it seems okay, they'll go ahead and green light the rest of the episodes for the season. Mm-hmm. So most of those probably won't start filming until after January if they already hadn't started. Yeah. So they'll start filming in January. So if the strike happens then there's no writers to work on the scripts.
Total reruns again. Yeah. I heard I have to confirm it. I think I read it on Digged earlier. Remember before we were talking about origins? Heroes origins?
Yeah.
Where there's going to be... Kevin Smith's going to direct the first one and stuff like that. He's going to do... there's going to be a bunch of directors and writers doing a miniseries. It's supposed to be a miniseries. But I think it's going to be canceled now.
Huh.
Yeah. I think I read it somewhere. We're confirmed that. We'll see.
Well, I happened to listen to part of Slice of Sci-Fi today.
What did they say?
They were talking about Battlestar Galactica. About now, they pushed the rest of the season off until April now, I think.
What?
Of 2008.
How about Razor?
Razor's still supposed to be happening November 24th, but the rest of the last, I guess, 13 episodes of the current season that we're supposed to be going through is being pushed out till April now of 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's really interesting. Razor's supposed to be what? It's supposed to be the Pegasus?
I think it's supposed to be the story of the Pegasus from the time of the attack and fill in a bunch of stuff that happened that'll answer a bunch of questions, supposedly. I don't know, have you been catching the flashbacks of Adama during the first Cylon War?
I think I did before, but it's supposed to be those flashbacks are happening during Flash Gordon, right?
Yes, but they're also, once they show them on Flash Gordon, they put them online sci-fi, so you can go watch
it. I don't watch Flash Gordon.
Well, I've been watching it because I actually kind of like the show, but...
You do? God. I do, so. I only like Zarkov. This is the only one I like there.
You just like him because he's a bear.
He's a bear. That's why I like him so much. It's just that, I don't know, the story is just dragging and I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right. Well, supposedly the Sci-Fi Channel has green-lighted the second part of the season for Flash Gordon, even though it's got bad ratings. And they're rewriting it as we speak, so they're talking about it's going to change drastically.
Aren't they affected by the writers?
The writers ain't going on strike yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
Not yet. So, and they're rewriting it now. So if they have all the rewrites done by the time they start filming, then so.
Well, we'll see what happens. There's so many people concerned about this, and Jon Stewart is even going to pay his writers. What did I read? He's because they're willing to. The writers are willing to take no pay, I think. And he's going to pay them, but not necessarily write. But he just, Jon Stewart is from The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Comedy Central Daily Show.
Well, I mean, I can understand where the writers come from. I mean, you know, if I wrote a script today and sold... Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Wow.
You can hear me now? Okay. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Okay, we're still...
I don't know. Huh. Okay.
What happened to that?
I don't know. We just got cut off. I could hear you the entire time.
Yeah. Skype is really screwing us up again. Anyway, okay. So where were we? Gosh, I forgot.
Battlestar Galactica. Watch episodes on Sci-Fi Channel of the flashbacks of William Adama when he was younger fighting the first Cylon War.
Yeah, and then we talked about Flash because we could only see the commercials during Flash.
Yeah. And I like the show. And they've green-lighted. Oh, we're talking about... what's his name? Daily Show, John Fanning.
Oh yeah,
writers.
John Stewart. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I think I went in this whole thing about if I could write a script right now and sell it, being a no name and actually sell it to somebody, I'd get $60,000 for that script, and that was it. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee. Well, at somewhere when the movie gets done, my name would show up on it, but somebody could take that script and totally rewrite it and make it something totally different than what I originally had. Mm-hmm. And I'd be given a writing credit on it, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So, and these guys are writing major shows that are making big bucks and multi-million dollars and movies and everything else, and yeah. I think they deserve more money.
Yeah. Also, one of the issues is they need compensation also when it goes out to DVD.
Yeah, because they're good, because it used to be the actors used to not get anything on reruns. And they finally changed, and years ago they changed that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you still get compensation after if it goes on reruns, it goes into DVDs and all that stuff. Because all that stuff gets negotiated ahead of time now.
Yeah.
But I don't think the writers have ever got included on that. Yeah. So they get a paycheck for writing and get writing credits, and so.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Gosh, where do we come from? We came from all the way from TV shows and geeking out all the way to WGA strike. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. What can we do? I mean, what can we do as listeners?
In the union.
Okay. there's nothing much us audience can do, people who watch TV or watch movies, right?
Well, you can always, pressure the networks. Write letters, pressure the networks. Just like Save Dresden Files. Oh, and the new one is Save Blood Ties.
Oh, there's a new one. Wait, they're canceling that too?
Well, it's doing so-so because it's on the Lifetime channel here in the U.S., but I think the Canadian company that produces it is not getting the return they wanted to see on it. And I don't know how they're looking at ratings, but they're also talking about it on Slice of Sci-Fi. And I actually very much like watching Blood Ties.
Mm-hmm.
It comes on every Friday night on Lifetime, and it's a very good show. So I'm going. All their information is on Slice of Sci-Fi, Slice of Sci-Fi's website, Slice of Sci-Fi website.
Okay.
Where you can help save Dresden and Blood Ties. So, so help out if you're big sci-fi geeks. Help like us.
I love it.
And also write them and bitch about Battlestar Galactica 2 to Sci-Fi Channel. All that information is there too.
April? That's too long.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. It's like everybody that likes it's going to quit watching it because it's too long.
Yeah.
There's too much space in between the shows.
Everybody will forget about it. Well, there's a lot more going on right now, like Bionic Woman and...
Which is not getting great reviews.
Yeah, I heard. But
I mean, it's... I like it, but it's not getting those great reviews that they're thinking. So,
mm-hmm.
But there's a lot going on. Walgreens announced today that you'd be able to start buying burn movies that you want while you're at their photo center. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, hey, I think this is more than 50 minutes now or something. Or
okay.
I don't know. I had lost one.
Well, once we cut out all that screw up time. So.
Yeah, sorry guys. And we'd really love to hear from you. All right. And we have a voicemail line 206-222-BEAR. So you can call that 206-222-2327. Yeah, so we could hear from you guys.
Yep.
And email addresses. Our email address. What's yours, Ray?
Ray@bearpodcast.com.
And mine is nard@bearpodcast.com. Or you can go visit the website at bearpodcast.com. Easy.
And you can always hit me up on any of the Bear MySpace sites with Hugh Baird had. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just MySpace also. MySpace.com/BearPodcast and MySpace.com/HughBearDad. Yeah, you get a lot of friends messaging you.
I get people adding me as friends, and I know a couple of them, like Evan, was from... listening to Bear Podcast. So, in fact, he just caught up with the shows last week. He'd been traveling, and he sent me an email today, like 2 days ago, saying, "Hey, thanks for the shout out on the show. I'm just catching up."
So. Oh, yeah. Speaking of shout outs, we might forget our shout outs. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really quick. Brad from 773 Podcast. I'm going to meet him this coming weekend, and we might record the show. Yeah, probably.
He's cool. Saying,
yeah, I met him back in. In 2001 when there was an Asians and Friends event here in Houston. And that's when I got to meet him. And he's starting his own he did his podcast a few months ago. And I'll be meeting him this weekend. And then who else? Peter and Pinoy Boy from the Oh My Pod podcast. And I'm beginning to fall in love with these guys because it's so geeky and sometimes gay, and very geeky. And Peter is really such a hottie. And yeah, the him and yeah. So hopefully I could have them in the show soon. And one last one, Paul Bear Polly, happy birthday. And yeah, I hope you get drunk on your birthday. Well, it's already passed, but I hope you got drunk. Yeah. Anyone else?
I got a shout out for Wind Bear up in Denton, Texas, who's been chatting with on Bear WWW.
Ah, okay.
And I also want to give a special shout out to Roel and Cody. And Cody, good luck on the move to Austin. He's moving to Austin to be with Cody. So good luck, you guys.
Wow. Oh, got a few more.
Oh, and a big shout out to John, my partner, for all the hard work he's doing and all the overtime he's putting in to buy me a house. Aww. I just hope shit gets done with soon.
All the episodes you'll be with your partner in the house. Yeah, I hope he gets to go out this coming Saturday. Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna happen. He is so far behind; it's ridiculous.
I see. Okay, just a few more last ones. Travis and his partner—I forgot his name—from Dallas. I met him last weekend at the Fur Fest at Rainbow Ranch. Also, Paul and Bradley. Yeah, they're very nice couple. They're our neighbors there at the campground, so it's awesome. All right, so yeah, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. So, okay, so we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Later.
Okay. Many wolves and many hugs.
I wrote this song for you. So this goes out to you, Sammy. Well, I'm a better man. Yes, true. Well, I'm so much better. Tell myself I'll see God when I see your face.